Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:37 on Total Information AM with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. Several key pieces of legislation made their way through Congress last week, headed to President Joe Biden's desk. The PACT Act addresses veterans' health care surrounding toxic burn pits. The CHIPS and Science Act addresses semiconductors. The Inflation Reduction Act, the biggest one, that's designed to combat climate change, address health care costs and raise taxes on large corporations. Joining us to talk about all of it is CBS Radio White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, always great to have you on KMOX.
Hey, folks. It's good to be with you. Good morning.
Good to be with you. How instrumental was John Stewart in getting Republicans to flip their votes on that PACT Act?
Well, I think it was instrumental in seeing it through to fruition. I think that, you know, this was already a bipartisan measure, and what happened was it got derailed over what Republican Senator Ron Johnson said was a budgetary gimmick, and that led to Republicans pulling out of what they had previously supported. In the end, John Stewart raised public consciousness, raised awareness about it, and ultimately Republicans came around, and now it's going to be signed by the president on Wednesday. And look, this is something that may have also been tripped up by the advancement of the Democrats' reconciliation measure, which just passed the Senate yesterday, because it was the thinking here in Washington as of a couple of weeks ago that Democrats were not going to accomplish what they have accomplished. And so Republicans who had been on board for the PACT Act, a sort of a bipartisan measure, may have gotten a bit skittish and said, oh, wait a second, let's not put too much on the president's desk. But in the end, they came around. And there's, listen, it was a significant contribution that John Stewart made, raising public awareness of this issue.
The reaction to the Inflation Reduction Act, the vote anyway, no Republicans getting on board. Republicans, I wondered over the weekend, are they going to take this into the midterms by calling this something that will raise taxes? What does it actually do, and does it raise taxes?
Well, listen, if you're a factory owner and you have been buying equipment on the basis of accelerated depreciation, the concern has been that, yes, your taxes would go up. And manufacturers say that this bill disproportionately impacts them and makes them look like they're tax cheats, when in reality what they're trying to do is take advantage of some of the incentives for domestic manufacturing that were put in place by the Congress and by President Trump a couple of years ago. So will it raise taxes on you and me, people who are wage earners? No. There is a report from the Joint Committee on Taxation that indicated by an early draft of the bill that when you look at some of the impact that it might have on companies that are hit by taxes, that there could be some impact on working people. But the White House argues that that doesn't take account of the benefits that people might enjoy. So what are those benefits? Let's talk about what's in the bill. It is the largest, you mentioned this, the largest investment in clean energy ever, which means that there'll be incentives, new tax incentives. If you want to go out and buy an electric vehicle, you'll get a tax credit. If you want to put solar panels on your house, you'll get a tax credit. And in theory, you'll wind up spending less on gasoline and on electricity. If you are a senior on Medicare, this bill is a real game changer in the words of the president. It puts in place a $2,000 per year cap on out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs, which has never been in place before. So if you are a senior who has a large prescription drug bill, this measure will have an impact on your life. If you are someone who takes certain drugs, Medicare will be able to negotiate the prices of those drugs for the first time. Now, the pharmaceutical industry says, hey, wait a minute. What you're talking about then is less government money going into our pockets. We use that money for research and development to create new drugs and have America leading the way in terms of drug innovation. That's a problem because it means less government money going into the system. And so they're trying to cast it as a cut in Medicare. But it's not a cut in benefits. In fact, it's an expansion of Medicare benefits. And the way it's being paid for is essentially three significant ways. One is that minimum 15% corporate book tax, which manufacturers say will hit them disproportionately. Two, You've got the hiring of tens of thousands of IRS agents. Republican says that means that ultimately middle-class taxpayers are going to be targeted by audits. That's something that Democrats fiercely deny. And three, there is a new 1% excise tax that's going to be put in place on stock buybacks by large corporations, which was used to raise revenue because Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said she didn't like the idea of getting rid of that carried interest loophole enjoyed by hedge fund managers. She said that should be left alone.
What about midterm elections? How does any of this affect that, Stephen?
Well, look, what the Democrats now can argue is that they have proven that when they stick together, they can get things done. They have a record of accomplishment, assuming this bill passes the House and winds up being signed by the president. There's little doubt that at this point that that'll happen. And, you know, when you name it, the CHIPS Act, the PACT Act, what they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act, even though there's a question about whether it'll actually reduce inflation, you'll have some records of accomplishment. The president and his party will be able to tell the public, see what we can do, Democrats for Americans, keep us in power in charge of the House and the Senate. The Republicans, because there's always two sides to every story, and in these cases, the Republicans will argue that the policies of the Biden White House and the Democrats in Congress have presented the country with inflation, that they've raised the price or their policies have had an impact on negative impact on the price of gasoline and food and rent, and that despite the fact that this bill that I just talked about will actually reduce the deficit because it'll raise more in revenue, more than government spending, they just simply believe it is the wrong kind of policy for the country. Trouble for the Republicans is these are popular ideas. Trouble for the Democrats is there are many more things that their base would like to get done that the president's not able to get done. And the question is whether those Democrats might feel that despite the effectiveness, insofar as it's been demonstrated, of this president, he's not getting enough done that they want done, and therefore they might be a bit disappointed and stay home. What are the X factors in all this? The impact of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And we saw in Kansas just last week just what an enormous turnout there was among Democrats who came out in a special election, in a primary, on a Tuesday in the middle of the summer to demonstrate that they believe in abortion rights. And if that energy is carried forward all across the country in November, well, it's hard to predict the outcome.
The president is, as we have been reporting, is going to visit Kentucky following the flooding. Where is he going? And I understand they always meet with local residents and local leaders when they get on the ground of disasters.
Yeah, he's going to Hazard, Kentucky. It's an area in eastern Kentucky that was hit by the floods. He's going with the First Lady. And this will be an opportunity for the first time in a couple of weeks for him, now that he's gotten over COVID, to engage with Americans. It's been interesting. So much has been going on for the last couple of weeks here in Washington. The president's been monitoring it all from the White House residence. Now that he's over COVID, he'll be actually able to get out on the ground. What happens at the end of this week? Well, the president begins a pretty lengthy and typical August vacation. He's going to go to South Carolina at the end of this week. We expect him to spend a lot of time in Delaware after that.
Appreciate the time very much, Stephen. Stephen Portnoy, CBS White House correspondent. Great to have you on KMOX.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.